Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to At Home with Victoria, a news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network with your host and TV journalist, Victoria Gaither, and entertainment co-host, Michael Kay. Now, here's Victoria.
Good evening, everyone. As always, thank you for taking the time to join us tonight on At Home with Victoria. It is Tuesday evening, and we're always happy when our At Home with Victoria family decides to hang out with us tonight. The over, by the way, 375,000, and that number continues to grow. And I always just like to thank you for telling your friends and family about us and keep those story ideas coming. And speaking of story ideas, as a result of a very good friend of At Home with Victoria, who I kind of consider family but also a contributor, Steve Silverman, he is the reason why Heather is going to join us tonight on the show so that she can talk about her product, which is called Spider Belt. So with that said, Heather is going to join us, and we're going to learn a little bit more about her as well as her company. Heather, thank you so much for being here tonight.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
Well, again, as I just mentioned, it was Steve Silverman who was very well known to our show. And Steve just happened to shoot me an email, and he knows that I work out a lot at the gym and I like to run. And he said, hey, you know, I think there's somebody that you guys may want to get on your show when you do some business segments. And he sent me your link, and I just kind of looked at it, and I thought, why in the world did I not think of that?
That's good. That's a sign of a good idea.
Exactly. And, you know, it's one of those things where if you're running or if you're walking or if you're jogging or even what I had mentioned to you in my email exchanges about Spider Belt is when I was in Disney World, I could have used it there just to hold things. So kind of explain to our listeners exactly what is it.
Spider Belt is actually it's a harness-style pocket that you wear and place it on your chest, and it's Velcro, so it's a detachable pocket. So you can easily access it. You can pull the pocket off, put it, reattach it. It's essentially a better idea than a fanny pack. Fanny packs that flop around and move around and look kind of dorky. And I needed it because I was a runner. And I started running, started training for marathons in 2008, and I wasn't carrying a lot of stuff, but, I mean, I had the keys, I had money, I had my phone or my iPod, and it always was flopping around, or I had it in my hands, and if I had it in a vest-style pocket, it would flop around. If I had it, you know, the shoe pockets were too small to hold everything, and then the fanny packs, like I said, flop around, so when you're running or doing anything active, they just get in the way. So little by little, I kind of started making what I thought would be a good solution, and never really intended on marketing this, but people would come up to me and approach me and say, where did you get that? You know, I need one of those. And So that's how Spider Belt was born.
Well, it is interesting how I think the best ideas always sort of come out of necessity. You know, it's not like you sort of, you know, sit around and brainstorm and think about it. It's generally something that you need or product in your life, and then as a result of that, the ideas actually come. And I was thinking about the fanny packs and all the different products that's out there, you know, for people who are active. And every single time, like, I thought that I would buy something like a fanny pack or, you know, when you have the iPods or your MP3 players and you have that strap band around your upper arm and to put it on there. And I just remember thinking, oh, this is going to be the solution to that problem that when I'm running or when I'm jogging on the treadmill, it's not going to flap around. And it's funny that you talk about your experience because every single time I go to the store and there was something new that will come out, I would always think, this is it. This is going to solve that problem. But
right.
It's interesting that, you know, when you're out there in the marketplace and you're looking for things to solve your problems, that, you know, something is small like that, even with the big companies that make products, you know, to try to solve those problems. They really actually never did. So I haven't used the Spider Belt yet, but I plan on ordering one. So I'm definitely going to report back to our listeners and let them know how it works for me, because I run a lot on the treadmill. I also do take a lot of the cycling classes. And, in fact, the spin classes are interesting because sometimes I like to listen, you know, to my own music, but you're moving so fast, I could never find anything to really hold that in place for me.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's a really secure pocket. I mean, I can't imagine, you know, what else you would be doing that was crazier than running or riding a bike in a spin class, but it does not move. It does not flop. And when it's bulked up and it has gels and, you know, weighty, heavy stuff in there, like iPhones, it doesn't flop around. I've ran 4 marathons wearing it, and you don't even think about it. You forget it's there. I mean, you're just happy that you don't have, you know, your cords and wires wrapped around your arms or flopping around, because it's all just tucked right there and easy to access because it's right in front of you.
Now, can you actually throw it in the washer and wash it too?
Absolutely. Totally washable.
Well, for those of you that are joining us, Heather is actually joining us, and she's the inventor of the spider belt. Heather, I wanted you to pronounce your last name first before I tried to do it and butcher it. I know I asked you before the show, but I wanted you to say it first, so go ahead and tell me.
Messel,
okay. Heather Messel, again, is joining us. So I want you guys to check out her website. It's www.spiderbelt.com. We also have that information inside our chat room, and also it's been posted on all of our blogs and through social networking on Facebook, from Twitter, and all over the place. We've been talking about it pretty much ever since yesterday into today as a result of her being on. And I'm looking at the website right now, and it is very cool because I like how you have the testimonials up there right up front, and how people talk about that it's very secure, that their phones and, you know, all sorts of things, you know, just don't actually fall out of it. And plus, looking at the pictures, you know, it actually looks kind of cool, to be honest with you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, aside from being super functional, I think it looks pretty cool. You know, it holds everything that you need, but safety has become like an even bigger issue, especially if you're out and about, you know, running, you know, you're at a race or whatever. I mean, the whole Boston bomb thing, the people who needed to have their phones and their IDs on them, it was critical at that moment. And a lot of people, they kind of say, well, you know what, I'm just going out for a quick run. I don't want to bother holding my phone or whatnot. And this kind of eliminates that. You just take it with you. You don't even feel it. Even if you don't listen to music, at least you have that with you, like, for peace of mind. I carry pepper spray in there if I need it for, you know, dogs or, you know, potential attackers. Mm-hmm. I even actually had a guy emailed me a few days ago and asking if I made custom pockets, because he was a law enforcement officer and he ran with his pistol. And I said,
wow.
Well, that's an unusual request. But yeah, there's all sorts of people use it for different. I had somebody cut a hole in theirs and used it as like a video camera holster, Yeah, it serves a bunch of purposes for some people.
Yeah, I totally agree. And again, I'm checking out the website, which is www.spiderbelt.com. The price is very reasonable. The website that I'm looking at, I like that it comes in different colors. You got turquoise, pink, purple, as well as charcoal, and it's $29.95. So I think it's, you know, in terms of pricing for different products that try to solve that problem on the market, I think it's a great price point as well. So you've done a good job of keeping the cost down on it.
Yeah, and it's free shipping. And we're also available on Amazon if you forget what the web address is. But yes, it comes in 4 colors, and it's one size fits all. It's fully adjustable, and it's unisex. Anybody can wear it. And it's made of neoprene and elastic, and that's it. So it's super soft. And you're
right.
Amazed when you put it on that you totally forget that you have. It's kind of the idea. I mean, I never really liked thinking about the fact that I had pockets or straps or elastic or, you know, things hanging off of me and where they were at and did something fall out or whatever.
Well, and you know, just to get back to your point about the horrible tragedy that happened in Boston at the marathon, I know I'm sure a lot of people, you know, are going to be looking at ways and looking to try to find things like yourself, like runners who are out there. And I'm just thinking, even as a journalist, I mean, I've covered many, many stories where, you know, for example, women in the evening after they leave work or get home, they go out for an evening run or jog, and, you know, somebody mm-hmm. has attacked them or something, and it's very difficult to jog and actually hold your mace or to hold something in your hand, whether it's to protect you or to have a cell phone or something there for safety reasons. So, you know, I really think it even goes beyond just the sort of practical use of what you intended, you know, just the idea that you can have, you know, mace or that telephone or something accessible right there. And it's great because, guys, and I want you to take a look at some of the pictures, although Heather has done a great job of explaining it, really go on the website and take a look at the pictures. And what I like about it, too, is that it's right there across the chest area, so it's very accessible. So literally all you do is pull that strap up, and then you can get right inside there. So it doesn't seem like it's going to take a lot of effort to actually, you know, go inside, like you've got to do zippers and buttons and that sort of thing.
Right, right. Absolutely. When I go to Europe, I put my passport in there. I want that on me at all times. I just don't feel comfortable leaving that in hotel rooms. And it just tucks right under a little jacket. And you never see it, you know, while you're out and about. When you're traveling, it's, you know, keep hold your tickets. So, yeah, it's you know, me running on the bike path in Venice turned into all sorts of different things that people use it for. So it's, I mean, some people could even use it for, like, if you have allergies, you could keep, like, an EpiPen kit in there. If mm-hmm, you're a big hiker, mm-hmm. you could, you know, snake bite kit. Just any kind of a safety thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of what it's all about.
Yeah, and I certainly agree. Heather, as we're having this show, oftentimes I will get questions, whether it's via email or in the chat room, that are people that are listening to it. And someone wants to know, how did you come up with the name Spider Belt?
Spider Belt was actually was born out of some initial prototypes that I had. Kind of looked like a spider when I put it on, and I had little. It looked like it had little arms and legs, and the name just kind of stuck, even though it doesn't really look like a spider anymore. It kind of clings to you like a spider, I suppose, but mm-hmm. Not in a gross, creepy way. But
right.
But yeah, it was kind of just like, you know, the arms and legs of a spider. So, and it just kind of was catchy, and so I kept it.
Right. And also, I do want to mention, we've got about 5 more minutes before we run out of time, that it is made in the USA. I know that that's a big deal to a lot of, you know, shoppers and consumers out there, that it actually is made here in the U.S.
It is. I'm lucky enough to live near a lot of my suppliers, which helps keep the cost down. So, yeah, my manufacturer and all my materials are actually kind of are local. Not that that matters, but it's, you know, they're all domestic. And that was probably the biggest challenge, was finding a domestic manufacturer to make these for me. But I found somebody. So, they're all made in America, and I intend on keeping it that way.
That's wonderful. Again, if you're joining us, we are talking about Spider Belt, and Spider Belt, again, Heather has been explaining it, but if you guys have time, make sure you check out the website and also all the social networking that we have been doing and talking about it on At Home with Victoria, because I think once you, if you can't sort of visualize it in your head as we talk about it, trust me, once you actually see it, you'll say, ah, it's exactly the same thing that I said. Why didn't I think of that? So it just, you know, has a wonderful use. And Heather, was there anything else that you wanted to say about it before we have to run on?
Well, you can also check it out. Entrepreneur Magazine highlighted us as a top gift for 2012. So were on their website, and Oxygen Magazine actually just emailed me this afternoon asking if I could send them some information so they could feature us as a new product. So you'll be seeing more and more of Spider Boat.
That's absolutely wonderful. And again, congratulations, and thank you for taking out some time tonight to come on At Home with Victoria. We appreciate it, and I want you guys to go and check out the website again, www.spiderbelt.com, or Google it, and I assure you it will come up. And also, you said you're on Amazon as well?
Yes.
Okay, and great, and you can also find the product on Amazon as well. Heather, thank you so much for coming on tonight. I appreciate your time, my friend.
Thank you, Victoria, so much.
All right, have a good night. And again, everyone, that's www.spiderbelt.com. So check it out. Again, I just think it's great because it really does solve a problem. So if you walk, if you jog, if you're on the treadmill, if you run, you know, basically I think any sort of physical activity that you need to do and you need to carry, for example, a cell phone, a mace, some money, keys, whatever, you know, the sort of little things that you need to take with you, I really think that that's going to solve the problem. And, again, I'm going to order it myself. So once I get it and sort of try it out in my everyday life at the gym and walking and all that good stuff, I'll let you guys know what I think about it. But I have to figure out what color I'm going to get. You guys know how I am about those things. I like purple, but I'm looking at the pink, and that looks pretty too. So I guess I'll figure out between the purple or the pink. And, again, it's $29.95, so make sure you check it out. Entertainment co-host Michael Kay has the night off. Again, if you're wondering where Michael is, he is preparing for a few events in Washington that we have this week. So he will be back on the air with me again tomorrow for Web Wednesday. And we've got a nice lineup for you tomorrow night. But I'm going to play a little music, and then we're actually going to get out of here early tonight, if you can believe that, because you guys who listen to us know we're generally on the air for quite some time. So I'm going to find a song that I like, and I'm going to play something, and then I'm going to say goodnight. And, again, I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen to At Home with Victoria tonight. We'll be back on the air tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
Been listening to At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelly Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.